Well, lovers of independent and unique films have a new reason to be excited. The Flint Institute of Arts is launching its Friends of Modern Art film series, 9 months of international, independent, and classic fare. That begins in early September. Here to tell us more about it and give us a preview of some of the films is Associate Curator of Film at the Flint Institute of Art, Arts Ed Bradley. Ed, welcome to Current State.
Good morning.
Sounds like you have a fun job.
It is a fun job.
Yeah.
I get to decide what kind of movies we bring into town and get the word out to people to see them, like in forums like this, and host movies and write about them in program notes. So you can immerse yourself for 9 months or so and then have a summer break.
What kind of films do you typically seek out for the series?
Well, the series has been going on for 20, 25 years. I've been here where it's grown significantly the last 7 or 8. And we try to mix thematically scripted and non-scripted films, say, fiction versus documentaries, plus foreign films versus independent American films, throw in a few classic movies. Our core series is sponsored by our auxiliary, the Friends of Modern Art, which is Friday and Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons, but we do other kinds of series too. And we do partnerships with local organizations, themed festivals on other topics as well, not just the core series. So it is a lot of fun, but it's a challenge, I think, in finding the right balance, especially for the audience that we have.
Yeah. So let's talk about the 5 September-October films here
All right.
that you've selected to kick off the festival. One is called The Lobster. What's this about?
Well, The Lobster is a very interesting mix. It's a romantic comedy, but it's also kind of a science fiction movie. It takes place in one of those futuristic societies where things have changed a great deal for perhaps not for the good. And in this society, Colin Farrell plays a guy who unattaches from his wife and must find a new mate within 45 days, or per the rules of the society, he gets turned into an animal like anyone else who is single. And it's really a commentary on modern relationships, the pressure that society puts on people to find someone. So is it better to be that way or to be lonely?
A lot of big names in this film. You heard Colin Farrell, Rachel Weisz, John C. Reilly. We're going to hear a clip from the trailer where an employee at the hotel is checking in the guy played by Colin Farrell.
Have you ever been on your own before?
No, never.
Your last relationship lasted how many years?
12.
Sexual preference?
Women.
Any children?
No.
And the dog?
This is my brother. He was here a couple of years ago, but he didn't make it.
Okay. Why in the end, why'd you choose this film?
Well, it's interesting because when we're programming for a series like this, where we have kind of off-the-beaten-track movies and not your typical franchise movies, it's very hard to find art house kind of comedies. And this is kind of on the border between that. It's not exactly an art film, but not exactly a mainstream film either. And so we're looking for movies just kind of like this that are thoughtful and funny.
Right. Another film on the list, I Saw the Light. This is a Hank Williams biopic starring Tom Hiddleston, who's British, but he sings all the songs in the movie. Let's hear a clip.
Let's give a rousing welcome to Mr. Hank Williams. All right, boys, let it roll.
Hey, good looking.
When he first came to see me, he played some songs he'd written, and I offered him a contract right then and there.
Cooking something up with me.
And what about this one made you choose it?
Well, we're doing it. This is part of a kind of an adjunct series we were having about spotlighting the lives of famous American music people. For example, in October, we have a movie, Miles Ahead, about Miles Davis. Mm. So this is our September pick. And, you know, Hiddleston is a British actor, as you said. He's most famous for playing Thor in the Avengers movies and for being Taylor Swift's current boyfriend. But he does a great job in this movie at echoing, you know, the soulfulness of Hank Williams, who, of course, is kind of a tragic figure in music.
What a diverse couple of roles, from Thor to Hank Williams.
Yeah.
That is quite an oeuvre. Another film in the series, The Man Who Knew Infinity. Give us a little bit of background on this.
Well, it's based on a true story about pioneer Indian mathematician and the English professor, professor who's English, who mentored him. A couple names that are familiar: Dev Patel, who was the male lead in *Slumdog Millionaire*, the Oscar-winning film, and of course Jeremy Irons, who's a very well-known actor, are the two stars of this movie. And it's more than just kind of a formula biopic. I think it's a movie think people will find a lot of humanity in, as well as the scientific aspect of it.
And we've got a clip from the trailer here. Again, the voices of Dev Patel and Jeremy Irons.
You wanted to know how I get my ideas? God speaks to me.
There are no proofs.
We're just supposed to take him at his word?
No, you're to take him at mine.
And there are two more that we want to briefly touch on. One is called Sing Street. This one looks really fun. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Sing Street is from the director of Once, the Irish movie Once, you might remember from a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Won an Oscar for Best Picture. And this is another music-oriented film about a young man in 1980s at Dublin who essentially tries to win a girl by starting a rock band. And that's essentially what the plot is, but it's a lot of fun, a lot of humanity in it. I think people will really enjoy that as well. We're showing that in mid-September.
And the last one is Maggie's Plan. This one has a couple of big names, Julianne Moore and Christian Slater. What's this one about?
Well, Maggie's Plan is our season opener. It's September 9th is our first showing of that. Greta Gerwig plays a young woman who wants a family, and so she kind of steals Ethan Hawke away from his wife, played by Julianne Moore. They get married, have a child, but she realizes over time that perhaps her husband is probably best off with his former wife. So her plan is to get them back together, which is not the typical kind of thing we see in romantic comedies, but I think it's a movie people will find very interesting. And it's got a great cast, too.
You mentioned the series has been going on for about 25 years, but I gather that you feel it's gotten stronger these past six seasons. Why the improvement here recently?
Well, a couple different reasons for that. I think we've been getting the word out better at the museum about the series. We have new digital projection equipment, kind of to keep up with the Joneses in terms of getting new films. But also, I think in Flint, there is a real hunger. People think of Flint as a working class city, which of course it obviously is, but there is a strong audience there for our, you know, more quote unquote artistic kinds of movies, not just the typical Hollywood superhero franchise movies. And so we've done very well audience-wise. Our audience has been way up the past 5 or 6 years.
We want to thank Ed Bradley, who is the Associate Curator of Film at the Flint Institute of Arts. Their upcoming movie season kicks off September 9th with 5 or 6 films here, and we've spent a little bit of time with each one of them. Ed, have a great season. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.